Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This is Kevin on the Hillman Morning Show, Framingham Ford Studio Line. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Greg. I'm trying to save you on that ear moss. You should have played the song "Oh Yeah" by Yellow from Ferris Bueller.
Oh yes, yes. But that was not that scene. It wasn't the. When the valet takes the car and jumps
that
it up
was the
over
valet, and then they go and they take off for a while.
But I think the Yellow song was also when he's backing the car out of the garage and he stalls it, and the music stops.
Oh, maybe.
Pretty sure, if I remember correctly. When Bueller is taking the car out of the garage to drive it downtown Chicago for the lunch, is when you hear that "Oh yeah" song, and then the car stalls. And if I remember correctly,
I only remember that tune at the end when Principal Rooney has to ride the bus with the kids.
yes, my daughter Sloan. all right, let me give you the weather, and then I think. Is Sue Costello here?
Oh, she is. Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Today's weather brought to you by Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show, and it's going to be rainy today. Temperature is going to get up to 51. Right now it is 38 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Come see what's making waves for the 2019 Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show, presented by West Marine, happening February 9th through the 17th at the Boston Convention and Event Center. Tickets and show details at newenglandboatshow.com.
That's a great take, too. Great
the,
family
the boat
affair.
Show?
Oh my God, the kids love it. Will loves it. You get on like a 40-foot yacht, and it's like a house. He thinks it's the coolest thing on the planet. We got to get one of these.
Does he get nervous when Daddy steps on it and it capsizes? Or?
Oh, jeez.
That's why you got to go bigger than 22 feet, kid.
Well, Sue Costello is here. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning, everybody. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
What are
Happy
you doing?
Super Bowl. First of all, congratulations.
Oh, well, you weren't again. You weren't there, were you?
No, I was in New York. You know who I was watching it with?
Who?
The whole crew from City on the Hill.
Oh, that show looks extraordinary.
How cool is that?
Nice.
Is that not a Boston moment? And it was. We were at Jimmy Cummings' hotel room. So Jimmy Cummings was the guy who did Southie.
The show, I've seen the trailer, looks extraordinary.
They were.
It looks really good. And that is produced by Damon and Affleck,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, Chuck. Chuck is the creator, and I met him, and he's
Chuck,
just,
what, Lori?
No,
is that his
Chuck,
name?
No, he's, why can't I think of his last name? He's like 32 years old. He's like a young kid from Boston. He's from Quincy.
Yeah. Okay, probably Sullivan.
No, it's not Sullivan, but he was hilarious.
Fitzy?
I mean, we were watching
the
zoo.
Like, Fitzy?
His name was Fitzy, yeah, probably.
that show looks good. But what a win. I mean, all we do is win championships in this city. You remember a time, as I do, when we never won anything.
Yes, I do. And it's funny to watch. I was at a yoga class, and the yoga teacher was talking about how mad he was.
Oh,
I was
really?
Like, yo, TB12.
Yeah.
Do the TB12. You'll be happy.
What do you do, like the hot yoga or the...
No, I do vinyasa. I do hot every once in a while to squeeze it out.
Yeah. What? That doesn't sound appropriate.
I feel like when you do hot yoga, it squeezes all the tension out of your body and all the toxins.
How does it? This will shock everyone, but I've never done a yoga class.
What?
We should do that one day and have it filmed.
We should. Yeah. Now, what do you like? What exactly happens? You get in there, and like, what do you wear? Would I wear my Lululemons for men or what?
You would wear your Lululemons for men. Yes.
Okay.
I've seen those on Instagram. They're hot. They make your bum look good. I want to say, nice bum. Where you from?
Is there there's an instructor in there.
There's an instructor, and sometimes you like them and sometimes you don't. Because sometimes yoga instructors can be aggressive, which is really funny. I want to put that on my TV show, like
yeah.
the aggressive yoga instructor. Because sometimes
it's like the stationary bike people. You're like, I get it. You're in incredible shape. I'm dying right now. Quit yelling at
and
me.
And they're like,
why are you yelling?
So you get in there and you go into one of the, like immediately into one of the positions.
Well, first
like,
you have to get through the anxiety of everybody getting their mats and everything, which is funny because it's almost like you need a yoga class after just getting into yoga class and getting through the front desk. Because usually the front desk people can be a little aggressive too. This is in New York. Everybody's aggressive.
Of course.
So then you get your mat and then everybody puts their mat down. And then usually there's a couple of people that are late. So you have to get up and move your mats, but yoga is supposed to be like mimic for life. So you're supposed to be able to handle that kind of, you know, agitation. That's what yoga is supposed to teach you because you get agitated on the train or whatever. So you're supposed to be able to be like,
you can't put your mat there. This is where I put my mat.
Yes. And I've been
going to this class for 10 years.
Like at the pool, like if you have a pool, like at your gym or whatever, and people have their seats that they save, like that's the kind of thing too. Yeah. And then so you have all that, but then you have to just deal with it. And then you sit down and you usually be quiet for a minute and then they usually give a talk and then we chant.
Chant?
Yes.
How does that go?
We chant like Om Namah Shivaya Gudave.
Oh, I love Gouda. I like cheddar too.
I'm sorry, is it weird that I have a boner right now?
I like Gouda.
It's cheese yoga.
Oh, Hare Hare Krishna. We do all, and that stuff I used to make fun of when I was younger. Now I'm chanting it.
Now, has it made you? Are you better able to deal with the stress of life because of it?
So my body feels, my energy, everybody. And everybody keeps at, like, so, okay, so I was in New York. There's a show called Sweet. It's like this guy, Seth Herzog, that does the Tonight Show. He does the warm-up for the Tonight Show, and he does the show once a month, and he usually has very successful people on. And I went after my yoga class with my friend because I saw Seth in the class, and he's like, Sue, just come stop by. And it was at this new place, the Chelsea Music Hall. And so I wanted to see the space. What kind of stand-up they were doing there. And so I was sitting in the audience, and now Janine Garofalo was on and a couple other people, and then Michelle Wolf was supposed to headline. So they all paid for Michelle Wolf to come headline, right? And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I felt a tap on my head, and it was the owner of the club, and he's like, Sue, Michelle Wolf just canceled. Can you go on?
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh. So now I have to go on, not prepared, and they were looking for Michelle Wolf, and they're going to get me.
Right.
And I was like, yes. Yes, I can go.
So you immediately went into downward dog.
I went into downward dog. No, but that kind of like spontaneity and not being afraid and like taking the moment, that came from yoga. And also my physicality, like being open. Like, so I got on stage and my friend was like, Sue, were you nervous? I was so nervous for you. I'm like, yes, I was nervous. But yoga teaches you to be like, okay, I'm nervous. And then go instead of be like, oh, I'm not nervous or ego or whatever. I'm like, I'm very in touch with my body. I'm like, I'm very nervous because I understand what I'm going up against right now. And then I went on stage and the guys, it's so funny because we're from Dorchester or I'm from Dorchester and mother jokes are always my favorite for me, right? So there was a girl who was so drunk in the audience and the guys, they weren't really handling her. They were kind of making fun of her and she was very, very drunk. And the audience was getting a little uncomfortable with her, and the longer the show went on, the drunker she got. And so she was really talking to me, really so drunk out of her mind. And her name was Mary Beth. They had already talked to her. And then I said something. Oh, I have to do a joke about my mother, how she does her quotes backwards when she's drunk. She gets really like huffy, and she's like does her quotes backwards.
Her quotes,
and she's like
Susan.
And, and so I said my mother likes to drink a little bit. She's from Boston. I go, her name's Marianne. And the audience went mental because that was the drunk girl. And then she's like, so I love you. And I'm like, Mom, you only tell me that when you're drunk. And so I went through this whole thing with her and then after the show, everybody's like, Sue. And it was funny because it was like 3D what they saw. So I was funny. I did a great job. But they were also, their brains were like, how did you do that? How were you in the audience and you just jumped on stage and did that and then handled that woman and you made her feel special and you didn't hurt her.
Yeah.
And I was like, a lot of that comes from the yoga, from the practice of yoga, being able to just every day practice being around people and being agitated and choosing a different way.
The closest I've ever gotten to yoga is following Nude Yoga Girl on Instagram, which
oh,
is
I
an extraordinary,
follow that.
Extraordinary account. She's like on the top of the Himalayas doing nude yoga. Very dangerous, but I mean, but it's extraordinary photography. You ought to follow her.
But she can't show her nipples or anything,
right?
She can blur them or she'll turn away.
It's a weird thing on Instagram. Like, you could show your butt.
Yeah, but no.
Why is that on Instagram? You can show your butt, but you can't show a nipple.
They have really big thing about women's nipples. Like, even, what's his name? Adam Levine on the Super Bowl. He showed his nipples, but...
Yeah.
Janet Jackson.
We were talking about that the other day. We were talking about that the other day.
I understand it though. I know it was, and I understand people's reaction to it. I get it because it's like the ego gets out of control, and then everybody just has such a reaction, like, yuck. We don't want to see that kind of ego.
I need to set the record straight, and I almost said this when we were discussing it.
Yes.
It's risky business where a young Tom Cruise is backing the Porsche out of the garage and it stalls.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's right. Not, Ferris Bueller, they don't stall. Spoiler alert, the thing goes through the giant glass window of Ferris Bueller's, Cameron's house, right?
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, so I stand corrected. What are you in town for?
I'm in town because I'm co-headlining tomorrow night on the Cape at the Seacrest Hotel with Kelly McFarlane.
Yeah.
But I'm also, because I'm headlining Florian Hall again on March 2nd. Nice. That's really why I'm here. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. That's a great take, too. It's a great
now,
place.
Now, the Seacrest Hotel, do they have a hotel bar asking for a BPD friend?
What's a BPD friend?
There's a Boston police officer who, a couple exotic dancers in Rhode Island stole a gun from a Boston police officer at the Hampton Court or the Hampton, what's it called?
The Hampton Court Inn.
Court took over for Medieval Manor.
Yes. So, tickets available?
Tickets are available at SueCostello.com. Just go to March 2nd on the dates and you can buy tickets. It's already almost sold out.
And what's the latest with your television show?
So they're extending it. I'm so proud of myself. Yes. I'm so doing just
yes.
now.
Yes.
And I don't mean that in an ego way. I mean that in a humble way. I mean, like, I did not go into that mess last year. I was like, I'm not doing it. I already had a show and it already got screwed up and I'm not doing it again. And inside I was like, and that's where the yoga helped me too. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. And now looking back, it looks a little bit like maybe I was going to be the answer to the problem that went on last year. They could be like, oh, look, we
had CBS. What do you mean? What problem you mean?
CBS had a horrific problem last year with Les Moonves and all the way they were treating women and the whole thing.
Okay.
And so when it happened, I knew internally, I was like, oh no, we're not going to have Sue be the person where everybody comes at and be in the middle of all that yucky. I was like, no, I just worked for 30 years to get my career back. I'm not doing it. Did you meet
with Les Moonves about it? You did?
Yes.
Nice man? Or
he's always been nice to me, and I've never gotten any sexual vibes from him whatsoever.
Really?
Never. He is a vicious businessman, though.
But he also
you know, put his money where his mouth was with my, excuse the...
Don't say anything about it. Les Moonves in his mouth was...
With my talent. Yeah. He's always thought I was talented. But also, I don't know. I don't know if they've asked me about Louis too, and I'm like, I am very honest. I would just not, I'd be like, stop it.
What did you think about those, as a comedian, Sue Costello is our guest. What did you think about those who were not impressed with Louis C.K.'s first show with regard to returning to stand-up?
I just understand it. I feel like people always underestimate the audience, and that's the one thing that I've always said. Even when I had Costello, I was like, don't underestimate the audience. The audience is not stupid, and they treat them like they're stupid. And the instinctual humanity where people do not want to be messed with. Adam Levine whipping off his shirt is like, people are like, oh, he's a great singer. He didn't need to do all that. That's
right.
And people are like, please just be great. We don't need that. We don't want to be. I don't think anybody wants to be desperate anymore. I think people are sick of it. I think they want to have some sort of dignity and.
Well, do you think he should have come out?
I think
and his act should have been about what happened to him.
Yes, it's very complicated because the way they took him down, I understand the rage that he has because I don't know if he needed to be taken down to that extent. It's very complicated, and the way the world is now is very like attack, and take people out, and then to expect a human being to be like, oh, I can handle all that and come back perfectly. So I'm not defending him, but I do, yes, of course, and that's what a comic does. That's what Richard Pryor did. Richard Pryor burnt himself by doing drugs, and then he came back, and that's why everybody loved him, and that's what humanity, that's what people love in somebody who goes beyond the norm. They look up to them because they're like, you're doing what I'm afraid to do and you're helping me feel more comfortable being myself and that I'm a mess. And so, yes, anytime anybody says they're sorry, everybody forgives them. And yes, so for him try to sneak in back in that. And it also is like a little hole that he's leaving open. Like he's leaving himself open to be attacked because he's doing that. If he wasn't doing that, he would lift the whole thing. So
by not joking about it.
Yes.
He's not being real.
Yes. and people that, that's a hole that's leaving him open to be attacked. And that's what the, and he's not even being, as a comic, you have to be aware of, like, people are like, oh, you can't be funny anymore. It's like, well, part of being a comic is to know your audience. Part of being a comic is to know that everybody's in a lot of pain right now. The country's very divided. People are very scared. So you can't just go, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. People will be like, no, you're not. Like, there's the masses that are like, no, we're not going to take that right now. So, yes, being vulnerable and open is what makes a comic. I mean, that's why everybody loves Richard Pryor. I mean, George Carlin, the reason why they love George Carlin is because he said what he wanted to say and he stuck to it. There's something about being solid and holding on to yourself. So if Louis, you have to adjust with the times. Yes. Otherwise, Louis is going to take himself down. He's not going to get where he wants
to go. Don't say take himself. He did too much of taking himself down.
But also, that was that was his whole career. So here's my argument, too. His whole career was that, and that's what's making me laugh. It's like, these guys, they all built their careers on this, and then everybody's like, oh, this is horrendous. It's like, oh, stop with your baloney. Like, they were doing that all along, and now all of a sudden you're pretending like, oh, that's awful. No, you'd still do it if we didn't have this issue. You'd still think it was funny.
Now, when will we see your show on CBS?
So it's going to take, so now we won't do it until next pilot season. But the reason why.
When is the
pilot season is right now.
Okay.
So I skipped this pilot season purposely.
Okay.
Part of me knew that I was like, because they were in crisis. So I was like, how are you going to make such a great show when you're in crisis?
Right, right.
I was like, I'm not. My show, I already wrote the show. I love my show. My show is all about inclusion. My show is all about everything that I stand for. My show is about second chances. It's about forgiveness. And that being said, it's almost like everybody keeps saying I was like a disruptor. I went into the business and I wanted to do it a different way because I saw that the way they do it. So the way the networks do it is they shoot pilots during January, February, and March.
Yeah. Well, the fronts are the second Tuesday in February, right?
The what?
The fronts?
The upfronts are in April, I think. April? So what they do is, so development season starts in the fall, so they start writing the scripts, and then they pick which pilot they're going to put up, and then they shoot all the pilots. But that used to work when there were three networks because everybody was involved with only these networks, so you had the best creative, you had the best everything. That does not exist anymore. So there's something like this, the old ways. So I remember meeting with the girl who does the analytics for Viacom, and she was like, the problem with the networks is that they don't see that the streaming is their main thing. They keep thinking that their network is their main brand. And I, in my head, I was like, no, the network is their main brand. But the problem is that they're being wishy-washy and not adjusting enough.
Yeah.
So with the Netflix and everything, they're giving the creators a lot more power. They're not owning. They're letting the creators own their own material.
Yeah.
They're giving them a lot of money. They're giving them creative control. They're being able to shoot them at different times.
You don't have to tell me. You should see what it took for them to get me on episode 3 of The Hunt for the Smiley Face Killer on Oxygen.
What did it take?
Oh, let me tell you. We can't talk about it right now.
So they shoot these pilots like very quickly, and they don't have any. Like, they need, what they need is a multi-camera successful show to go into syndication. That's what they need. That's what I have.
Yeah.
I have that. One of my favorite things is to be in front of the live audience.
Hold on a second. Scott is on the... Oh, wait a minute.
Not so much.
Was that Scott from Weymouth?
I don't know if it was or not. Hello, Scott.
What's up? Good morning, guys.
No, Shu, why did you say that, Shu?
Figure.
The dial tone, I swear to God, I'm like Pavlov's dog when I hear it. I'm like, hung up on again. Brutal.
What's up, Scott?
All right, real quick question for all of you.
Yes.
There's this current show I'm watching that I am in love with. Greg, I suggest you should have him on the air. He's a Boston guy. He's from Lexington. His name's Pete Holmes. And the show is called Crashing. Not to promote another show while she's on. But
that's all right. No,
I think it's effing the best show I've ever seen. I can't wait for Sunday nights at 10:30, 10 on HBO. Have you heard of it? And please tell me anything you know about it.
I saw the first couple. Have you watched it?
I watched
the first couple episodes. It's pretty good.
I hate to say this. I agree with
Scott.
Why
do you have to hate it?
Because I hate that guy. But I agree with
Scott,
him there.
The listener.
But wait a minute. So that's HBO. So HBO is known to treat the talent amazing and to take care on what they're making. And also it's Judd Apatow. But that being said, it's all guys.
Yeah,
people don't realize what it's like to be a woman in especially the comedy world, and that's what's funny. After I got off stage, but for the Me Too movement and the Time's Up, thank God it happened for me, because when I got off stage last week when I did that Sweet Show, the woman who was taking the pictures came up and she's like, Sue, I used to watch you on Tough Crowd. She's like, I can't imagine what it was like for you to be a woman back then. And I'm like, oh, so now people are just having a different view of what it's like to be a woman. So yes, Crashing is great, and Louis's great. They're all great, but they all got a very, very easy ride. They got to be able to find the other boys. And I was just saying this last year I just got fully acceptance of it. I used to say, when the comics go on the road, if they're in like a Winnebago, like Bobby Kelly and Gary Gulman and all them, they go on the road, or Dane Cook, they're not going to say, let's bring a girl. They're just not. If they're in a Winnebago.
Well, why wouldn't they?
because it's going to be gross and dirty, and they want to be able to be themselves.
Locker room talk, Greg.
Locker room talk. Girls can be gross.
You can't scratch your nuts. You know,
but part of me understands that. And so last year, what I did was I was like, I am not going to be a victim. I'm not going to be a victim. How do I go around this? How do I completely accept this? So that being said, when I pitched to CBS, I pitched a whole version of vision of how to do it without doing this crazy like pilot season thing. But they were also in crisis. The less stuff was going on behind the scenes. They knew I had the product that they wanted. They're used to like just taking all the control. And so I did it completely different. So I'm like a disruptor. So I don't even, I don't even have anger towards them. I'm like, I understand that what I did. So what I'm getting to is that maybe it'll happen differently this time because I reset the whole way of doing things.
Yeah.
Because now they're going to get the script and we're going to take our time and we're going to make a show that's really... And I also had to show them, like, it doesn't... They're all so... Everybody's so afraid right now. And I'm like, well, how about if I just stop being afraid and I go, let's try some... I was saying to Danielle, like, okay, you guys can all do that, but I'm going to do this and I'm just going to do this.
Yeah.
And maybe everybody will want to look at some of this.
Well, I can't wait to see it. So we're going to have to wait till 2020.
Yes, but I'm also doing the play. I'm doing the play in New York, so that's going to be shot as a special. And they're talking to Fallon about me doing stand-up on the... I've never done a TV set. I've never done a special.
Oh,
so all that's probably going to happen beforehand. But I do want to say one thing before about Faneuil Hall. I want to find an interpreter for the deaf. So I'm putting the word out here because I want to find, I'm going to start doing that at my shows.
Because
feel like people don't get to come out. There's no comedy where people who can't hear get to go and see. And somebody suggested, they're like, Sue, get an interpreter. I'm like, I'm going to try that at Faneuil Hall. At Florian Hall. So if there's anybody out there that can help guide me with that, that's my first step in inclusion. I want to start including people where we have no vision. Like, we don't even know. Nobody even thinks of that.
You should get the one that was, who was that person doing the interpreting for that was very expressive with her?
It's really funny.
Huh? Was it during a Duvall thing?
Yes, it was for
right?
Duvall Patrick. Yes.
Was it during like a FEMA thing or something? Maybe
that's part of it, too.
It was very animated movements.
Yeah. Right, and people would be nervous. I can see why a lot of comics would be, but I can handle, like, that's, I mean, that's what
why
I thrive
on. Why don't you get LB to do it for
LB,
your shows?
LB, you know how to do LB sign could, language? He
could, I will learn. If you want me to, I promise you a year from now, I will be able to do sign language.
Oh, my God.
I will do that for you in 2 seconds.
I believe that LV would do that for me.
Honestly, that's a whole new thing. Like, you could do stand-up for the deaf, and if you did it without the interpreter, you probably wouldn't get too many laughs.
Can I say that I love you?
Oh, I love you, too.
You have to watch me.
Oh.
Oh,
see, there you go. LV's doing
that. Meanwhile, he just did the sign for cheeseburger.
But also, I brought you guys pins, too, because I'm starting to do the whole brand, the whole I Am Sue Costello brand.
Oh, look at that.
So my eyes are going to be the...
It looks like some kind of a weird cat staring at me.
But like those are my eyes. My eyes are kind of like cat eyes.
You have cat eyes.
Yeah, and then so the windows to the soul. There's a whole shebang I'm doing. A whole, like, I don't know. It might even turn into like a little bit of a movement. It's going to be inclusion.
Now, you're not doing like an altar and crystals like Giselle Bundchen or something like that, are you?
Altar and crystals.
Are you into the crystals or...
I have crystals, yeah.
You have crystals?
Yeah.
Danielle's a healer. I don't know if you know that or not.
I'm a level one pranic healer.
She's a level one pranic healer.
I feel like people have a lot more inside of them than they allow, and I'm going to try to blow.
What do you mean everyone's a healer?
You can heal people. Like, there's even the idea. So say somebody's sick in the family.
Yeah.
A lot of times people bring anxiety to the sick person because they're anxious. And nobody has even ever known, like, how do you not do that? But the idea is try to calm yourself down so when you go to the person who's sick in the family, then you can be more loving, which brings me to, I also have to give my brother a shout out. It's his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
My brother, Jimmy Costello, it's his birthday, and he's been struggling a little bit with some health problems, so I want to make sure that everybody sends him some good energy.
What's up, Jimbo?
So yesterday during the show, I had a near-fatal cramp in my leg. Are you saying that it was the anxiety of the other people in the room that directed at me that caused that cramp?
No, I'm saying, like, so if that happens, so say you have a cramp and we don't know what's going on. Say we're afraid it's a heart attack. If I start going, oh, my God, are you having a heart attack?
That's what everybody did.
Oh, my God.
That's what everybody did, and it got worse.
Yes, that is.
Thanks for nothing.
Tough.
Where was the pranic healer?
But now everybody knows, because I said it, that maybe you can pause and go, wait a minute. Let's not bring anxiety. Let's go, Greg, what's going on? But
right.
I mean, it's hard to do.
And meanwhile, Greg's going, oh. You can't really verbalize it.
It was painful.
It was that painful?
Oh, my Lord. Worst cramp I've ever had in my life. And now when I move my leg in the right, I feel like it's going to come back. I'm like, I'm afraid of it.
Oh, you have, yeah, you have, yeah. Yeah.
I have like a chronic,
okay, so I'm not joking.
I have
you
chronic
need to do
cramp
yoga.
Syndrome, CCS.
There's something you can do for that. I don't know what it, I got to Google it. I remember seeing it
bananas.
Just recently. Yeah, bananas, but there's yeah. Something else.
No,
hydrate,
there's like a,
water.
There's a Bikram,
you have like a, like a fascia, like a thing to, you got to get one of the things you can rub on your legs to break up the fascia. That's what you need.
You need the fascia blaster.
You need a fascia blaster.
That sounds like that's what got the
what
cop in trouble in the Hampton court is the things that you get to rub on your legs. All right. Well, yes.
You need the tonic water with the quinine. That's what my grandmother used to drink for the leg cramps.
Can I just say one thing before we go to a break? Tonic water is gross.
I love tonic water.
Some people
water.
Drink it.
No.
You know,
oh,
some
I
people
love
order
it.
Some people order it in the by itself.
Yeah, it's so high in sugar, but I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think I've ever had tonic water.
No, it's
so
disgusting.
Not even with gin?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Oh, God,
disgusting.
It'll make you puke.
Oh. All right. Well, Sue, it's great to see you.
That's all right. Whoops. It's not your fault.
Okay,
Sue,
sorry.
great to see you.
Great to see you guys. March 2nd, Florian Hall. Come out and see me. We're going to have a blast.
How does one get tickets?
SueCostello.com. Go to the dates and then March 2nd, and then there's the link to Brown Paper Tickets, and you can purchase them, and it's selling out. It's already, Boston usually buys, when I come here, usually they buy the day before the gig. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't like the internet and the credit cards and everything. It's just a thing that with Boston, sold out half the room.
Oh, that's awesome!
It's all so right. Good. Thank you, and all I appreciate right. You letting me come because your listeners are always great to me. So
they're the best. Our listeners are the best.
They
all
are
right.
The best.
Sue Costello, we'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With regard to the discussion earlier about the disgust of a liquid that is tonic water, a texter says, I don't drink anything that shows up under a black light. I didn't know that about tonic water, but
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So I can't believe you of all people that you like tonic water.
Love it. You know what it was? My grandparents always had their friends over to play cards on Saturdays. So they would rotate and go to a different. No, there was no swinging going on before someone mentions it.
Yeah,
don't.
Yeah.
Because I know you're going to go there. But they would switch and go to different people's houses every week. So whenever they hosted, they would do a big spread with cold cuts and crackers and, you know, pastries and stuff. But they always had tonic water as a mixer. So, like, I tasted it and I liked it. So I would always sneak the little glass bottles of Canada Dry tonic water and go drink them. So I think that's just where I acquired the taste for it.
What were they playing? Gin Rummy or Hearts or Bridge?
Wasn't Bridge.
Wasn't Bridge?
No, it was...
Whist?
I think they did play Whist. Yes, they very often played Whist. They would go through, rotate between a few different games, but yeah. Whist was definitely one of them.
I believe that Bridge was code for swinging.
Bridge?
In the 70s. They all these couples used to have their Bridge nights.
Yeah.
And I think, I believe it, now that we look back on it, I believe it was code for swinging.
Does that mean those little challenges they put by the crossword puzzle in the Herald, like the Bridge challenge, you have to figure it out? Is that like a bat signal?
I've never seen that.
You never saw about Bridge?
No.
Some newspapers run like a play-by-play of a Bridge game.
They still do?
Oh, yeah.
What, and they're wondering what's wrong with journalism and in print media?
I believe what you brought up. I think it's all code.
You think it's code?
The orgy's going to be in Chelsea later. 4:00.
Is it still in the Herald? That's nuts.
No, it's not.
No, I don't think it's in any
They're doing
papers
Sudoku,
anymore.
CryptoQuote, Jumble, and the LA Times crossword.
A lot of that is played on the phone now, on the,
yes.
Of course,
on the
yeah.
communication device.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't even need another person. The social and orgy part has gone out of it.
let's see. I don't remember this. A texter wants to know what the name of the sub shop in Wilmington that won the Italian Best Italian Sub contest on this show was.
That was Lucci's?
Yes, it was Lucci's.
And
yes.
It was delicious.
Nice job, Shu.
Rando
How can you
Ding.
Forget?
Rando Ding over
gotcha.
There. Lucci's, and by the way, heads up, tomorrow is National Pizza Day.
Yes.
And so,
so sad that we're not working for this.
I know.
You're going to have a Hawaiian kid?
It really is. Yeah. Not even,
you are just,
that's not pizza.
You're just starting something. Now.
Don't get Kayla Cummings started.
The Hawaiian pizza, not pizza. I already said so.
I'd love to enjoy Hawaiian with Kayla Cummings.
I'm sure.
Naked?
That's why, code.
Why that's pizza.
Now that you got rejected by the unicorn and the
I know,
and
really?
The up-talker, why don't you invite Kayla out to MGM?
How bad is it that I got rejected by someone who goes to orgies?
It's, well, I mean, listen.
I mean, really. I
welcome to my world, kid.
I know, right, LB? Oh, man.
What does anybody play canasta anymore?
Oh, text, God.
Texter, is it?
What's canasta?
It's a diet soda. I don't know. What is canasta?
Two Car Guts is the best game ever. Do you ever play that?
I don't even know what
I've
that
never
is.
Even heard of it.
It's only two cards, but the two cards play as five cards. So if you get an ace of spades, king of spades, that's the Dalai Lama. But the best part about it is it's two cards guts, and if you lose, so you play with six guys.
I don't play anything with seven guys, first of all.
If you lose, you have to match the pot.
Oh.
So it's a $20 entry.
Okay.
And then, so... It's a very fun game if you win.
I can't believe you can't get the sports right, but you know all the rules for a card game like that.
That's how the different parts of the brain light up and different parts don't.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the same seven guys on the team. We sit at the back.
Which team? What are you talking about?
When I played that game for that team.
Oh,
you sit at the back of the plane.
What game?
You push the seats forward.
Was that during front season?
Sorry, I did a pilot, that's why I mentioned it.
Sorry, Sue, I did a pilot. Lingo. That's why I brought up
sorry,
front
I made $38,000
with the lingo
for 9 days to shoot a pilot with Michael Fox's wife.
Okay.
And Craig Bierko.
We're supposed to get to the sports. Do you still have it or did you throw it out?
I can do something quick for you, kid.
Okay, all right. Let's do it.
And now, LB.
Asked me to shotgun a tall can of Bud Light in front of the whole squad at his end of the season bash.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Now to 7 seconds. Here's Ingram, he got the step. Shot blocked by Wolford. Here's Rondo, he scores! Buzzer! Oh!
What? Rajon Rondo plays for the Lakers? And he hit the buzzer beater, 129-128. Our good guys, the guys in green and white, the Leprechauns, lose. Kyrie will play for Laker LeBron James in Charlotte for the All-Star tilt, just to add some more bad taste in your mouth. Good for Kyrie. I just, you know, LeBron rubs me the wrong way. Tip-off's a week from Sunday, and Danny sent guard Jabari Bird on the road. He got traded for two draft picks, if I'm not mistaken. My Bees have a three-game homestand. Bruins Kings tomorrow for the matinee. Gotta love it. Love the afternoon tilts over at the Garden. The Avs and the Hawks are up next. We are a wild card team right now with 66 points. No worries. Tuukka's on fire. He's 7-0-1 right now. And his squash is all good, and he's the winningest goalie in Bees history. For all you Tuukka haters, Pebble Beach Pro-Am Day 1, Brian Gay and Scott Langley are at 7-under. They've already teed off, and they're playing round two as we speak. Six others are tied at 6-under. Number 4, Georgia. Then you got Houston, Iowa, and Cincy. They all won hoops in top 25 last night. Great news for Super Bowl champ safety Pat Chung. Surgery perfect, broken arm all good. He'll be back for next season. Rest in peace to Major League Baseball legend, Hall of Famer Frank Robinson, a legend, NL and AL MVP, the only person to pull that off. He was an amazing human being, barrier breaker as far as it goes for the African-American community. He was a good, like 83 years old, if I'm not mistaken. PGA at Pebble Beach. Bryant, did I already do that? I did. Pebble Beach, Brian Gaines, Scott Langley.
Thanks for getting a head up on the moments for next week. Appreciate that.
Yes.
And don't forget Crash Dice at Fenway this weekend. Google it for all your details. I'm LB. Have a great weekend, people.
All right. Thank you. LB, a texter asking which barriers were broken by Frank Robinson.
He was the first African-American to win the NL and AL MVPs.
Really?
He was the first African-American manager.
Manager,
for the Indians.
Right, yes.
For the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was, what did you say, 83 years old?
Yes.
83 years old.
Thanks for trying to bust my nuts.
This texter. Thanks
God
for
forbid
to...
I do a tribute to a baseball legend.
Oh, LB trivia night would be amazing.
Yes.
Can Man's
guy's
on the
got
phone.
A lot of problems.
Oh. As Can, hello, Can.
I'd like to sing a happy birthday to Randy LaRosa.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
He hung up before the U.
He hung up on himself.
Is he okay?
I don't know if that was an intentional hang up.
Oh, do you think it was an accidental hang up?
I think that was a... If he's on a cell, face against the hang up button or landline erroneous tap. Yeah. Somebody's going to get in touch with him. And he said, you know how... That's kind of... This is funny to me. You know how British singers don't have an accent when they sing? No one has an accent when they sing. Can Man says Randy when he sings.
Not Wandy.
Not Wandy.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Very interesting,
Danielle. Yes. Yeah.
Huh.
Very, very interesting.
Probably hit the button with his elbow.
Probably a mic drop. That's how he does that's how he does the mic drop.
Okay, bye.
Yeah,
can drop.
That is how he does the mic. Oh, he's back. Hello?
Yep. Do I complete it?
Well, were you doing a mic drop at the end, or?
No, yeah, I go, happy birthday.
No, we just need the U. All we need is the U.
Yee-hoo.
Nailed it.
Perfect, it was done well, Can. What's up for the weekend?
Well, anyways, I had spotted a gotta gimme guy to try to get on my Facebook page who dares to try to scam me. I banned him from my Facebook page and my personal Facebook page for good. They try to scam me. I don't want them there.
What were they doing? How were they what were they doing?
Well, the reason is they tried to attempt to scam me on my Facebook page. We don't want any gotta gimme guys or gimme girls not be wanted in my Facebook page to this country.
Yes.
Yep. They tried, but they continue to fail.
Okay.
Now, the reason is I'm looking for is I am looking for a documentary movie about me.
No, who is it? Who is it?
It's me.
No, but who's going to play you?
Who's going to? No, it's a free
documentary.
Not a reality show. We are looking for a documentary film anywhere in the greater Boston area with no low budget films. If you have any more questions, please log on to my Facebook page on Michael P. Mahone or Michael P. Mahone, a.k.a. Empower, and Mike the Camman, WAAF, for more information.
Okay.
Please notify me as soon as you possibly can. We got to get out of here within about 5 more minutes. You know what's going to happen.
What?
The Tony Mello Show on TSN 690 or Fantasy Sports Network is next. Okay. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right. All right. There you go.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Isn't a documentary kind of like a nickname? You're not supposed to get it. Give it to yourself.
Yeah, you know, you don't give it to you. You know,
someone else kind of says, "I got to do a documentary."
Somebody decides
on this
to
guy.
Make one about you.
Right.
You don't request one. Okay. Normally,
I just thought he'd want Brad Pitt to play him in his documentary.
The there's a documentary that's been highly recommended to me. I think it's called The Greatest Beer Run Ever.
Oh.
which you ought to make a note. People are telling me left and right that you ought to make a note to watch it. I don't know if it's Netflix or okay. Hulu or
PBR presents the greatest beer run ever.
Is it on Netflix?
Let's see. Hold on a second here. Came out in 2017, it looks like.
Huh.
Where can I watch it?
Why is it the greatest? Now I'm going to have to. Well, you know, that's it. I'm going to have to watch it.
To harken back to the 80s, read the book.
Read the book. Yeah. Read the book.
Right.
Read the book. All right. It is 9:53, and we'll be back on Monday with, I assume, a Monday's mutt in the studio, Danielle.
That is correct.
All right. A dog that is hoping that you will provide them with a forever home in the studio with us on Monday's show. And, of course, Friday of next week, we will be bringing you all the post-excitement of our trip to the MGM casino. We'll be broadcasting from the casino on Friday. So if you missed anything this morning, you can catch it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com.
I would like to say thank you and congratulations to our assistant producer, Scal, as LB calls him, or Dan Watkins, which is his real name. He is moving on, and he's sick of our crap, so he's getting out of here.
Traitor!
So congratulations.
Traitor!
He's done a great job. He's done an amazing job.
He's not moving on. He's moving up.
Yeah.
I know.
Really, from this show? There's only down.
He is progressing into the right. head producer role. Yeah.
I just got this news. He's going to be Can Man's documentary director.
Oh, nice. Cool.
He's picking up the tab at dinner.
That's brave.
Yes. Yes.
So, thanks a lot, Dan. Great job.
Yes.
Aww. We'll miss you, buddy.
All right. Well, have a fantastic weekend. And up next, you're going to get over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial free. It is the WAAF Workday Blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.